Hey everyone, welcome back to Unscripted TN. Today we're diving into the fascinating history of our own Cookeville. And trust me, there are some stories here that'll surprise even the lifelong locals. Back in 1854, Major Richard Cook surveyed these rolling hills and saw... Fun fact, Cookeville almost wasn't Cookeville at all. Our current location, won by, just a few votes over two other spots for the county seat. The real game changer came in 1890 with the railroad. Before that, everything had to be within walking distance. Soon after, Jer Whitson started developing the west side along the tracks. People thought he was crazy at the time, but that vision sure paid off. Then in 1909, we got Tennessee Tech, though it was called University of Dixie back then. Local citizens raised what would be over $750,000 today to bring it here. During World War II, they even turned the football field into a landing strip for pilot training. One of my favorite old Cookeville stories is about the Cream City Ice Cream Company. In the 1930s, they were famous for their butterscotch flavor and shipped all over the Upper Cumberland. Their building's still on Broad Street. Speaking of local businesses making their mark, Jay's Driveways is part of writing Cookeville's next chapter. It's funny to think how in Major Cook's day, a paved driveway would have seemed like science fiction. Now, our residents enjoy quality asphalt driveways that'll last for generations. From frontier town to modern city, we've never lost that pioneer spirit. This has been Unscripted TN. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.